Littlefinger smiled. And I won't even tell Lady Catelyn. Catelyn. My lady, you should have sent word of your coming, Sir Donald Wainwood told her as their horses climbed the pass. We would have sent an escort. The high road is not as safe as it once was for a party as small as yours. We learned that to our sorrow, Sir Donald, Catelyn said. Sometimes she felt as though her heart had turned to stone. 6 brave men had died to bring her this far, and she could not even find it in her to weep for them. Even their names were fading. The Cansmen harried us day and night. We lost 3 men in the first attack, and 2 more in the second, and Lannister's serving man died of a fever when his wounds festered. When we heard your men approaching, I thought us doomed for certain. They had drawn up for a last desperate fight, blades in hand and backs to the rock. The dwarf had been whetting the edge of his axe and making some mordant jest when Bronn spotted the banner the riders carried before them, the moon and falcon of House Arryon, sky blue and white. Captain had never seen a more welcome sight. The clans have grown bolder since Lord John died, Sir Donald said. He was a stocky youth of 20 years, earnest and homely, with a wide nose and a shock of thick brown hair. If it were up to me, I would take 100 men into the mountains, root them out of their fastnesses, and teach them some sharp lessons. But your sister has forbidden it.